I'd like you, if you would please, to picture the face of the most difficult person in your life. Just hold it there. Now think of the last few interactions you've had with them. How does thinking about them make you feel? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I chose your most difficult person to make the point that loving imperfect people ain't easy. Even in a marriage, the most intimate and important of all human relationships, the husband's and wife's imperfections rub on each other, right? And yet, difficult though it can be, we know that love is incredibly important. We all want and need to be loved, but why? What's the purpose of love, the ultimate goal of love? When God approaches humanity, imperfect as we each are, what's he trying to achieve? 1 John chapter 4, beginning at verse 10. True love is God's love for us, not our love for God. He sent his Son as the way to take away our sins. That's how much God loved us, dear friends. So we also must love each other. No one's ever seen God. But if we love each other, God lives in us. If we love each other, God's love has reached its goal. It is made perfect in us. So, the objective of God's love is, yes, for us to receive it, to be forgiven through it, to experience it, for us to know how much he loves us. But there's a second objective there. Did you pick it? If we love each other, then God's love has reached its ultimate goal. It's made perfect in us. Love God, love others. That's his word, fresh for you today. Friend, the love of God for you is more than words can ever say. He wants to fill you with his love, his joy, his peace. He wants to transform your life. And that's why I'd so love to send you your fresh devotional message every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a free copy of my latest book, Three Life Skills That Change Everything. That web address again is freshdevotional.org.